quick justice, rough justice. John in Hampshire joining us on the lines now. We're calling him John and we're saying he's from Hampshire. I'm not going to say any more. It will become clear why in just a moment. John is a community responder for the ambulance service. He was sent to a cardiac arrest and was doing 37 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. He wanted to go to court to explain what he was doing, but was advised by a solicitor not to bother because, and I quote here, they just want to get the justice done quickly. But he wanted to explain why he was speeding in court. However, if he gets 3 points, more points, he wouldn't be able to be a community responder. How crazy is that? John, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much indeed for your call. I hope that summary sort of set our conversation up correctly. Is that what happened?
Yes, pretty well. I mean, I'm not trying to absolve myself from this. I was guilty. I signed a form to say that I would obey the speed limit, you know, when I took this role on. I do this completely voluntary. And to be honest, when I first got the call, it was just to a lady that had collapsed in the garden. And then halfway there, I got the message that it was a complete cardiac arrest. And so the thought process goes into saving life.
Yeah.
And
I just say something in your defence here? And I'm not a judge by any respect, but, you know, I have spoken to lawyers about this subject many times over many years. There are extenuating circumstances, and if you did go to court, there are occasions where they would actually say, well, on this occasion, we would let this pass.
That was my first thought, and because I was in a marked car, I wrote to the traffic police who sent me this summons in the first place and explained all the situation with my alert number, the timing, everything that they would need to know about this, and I got a very curt letter saying back, we see no reason why this prosecution should not proceed. And I consulted this friend of mine who's a lawyer, and she said just bite the bullet because the chances are you'll get twice the fine and an extra point. So, you know, you can't guarantee that won't happen.
But you don't know whether what the response you got was a standard letter that, you know, landed on a desk with a lot of others where they just said, oh, right, for that one, send the standard letter. This is the problem, is that...
Absolutely.
The personal part of your story may not have actually been given full consideration.
That's absolutely true, and one will never know, because does one take the risk? Because if, as you said rightly in the summary, I already have 3 points through a silly, a different speeding offence on a camera, and they're so easy as well, you know, to get, you can amass points. Even very professional people I know amass points on these things. And if I go over six, or if I go six or over, they question my ability to drive in situations. I mean, I'm a professional driver. I've taken the advanced test and everything. So, you know, it's one of those things. Nobody's
the system and what we're asking today is about this streamlining of it. Is this actually discouraging people then from having their day in court because you have to prove you're guilty basically until proven innocent, rather than the whole tenor of British justice, which is innocent until proven guilty?
Well, I feel that was the case with myself.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't afford to take the risk.
John, can I thank you for ringing? Obviously, this isn't your name. We haven't said where you're from. Whenever we do this subject, it's incredibly sensitive because I appreciate people don't want to talk about it because of what it means, but actually it's really important in a democracy we have these conversations, because otherwise what is the point of having a legal system if everyone's so frightened to contest something that we're all found guilty without anybody ever having a day in court, which would be mad.
Yeah. Yes.
John, I'm very grateful to you. Thank you very much indeed. John, thank you. I'm really grateful to you. John in Hampshire, 0845 30 3961. And that is why, and thank you to everyone who hasn't rung in to go, I've never been caught for speeding, I'm a very good boy, because this is not about that today. This is about these kind of stories and whether actually people like John don't go to court because they feel they have to just basically roll over. And I'm asking you today, is that morally right?